It is black girl magic all over Miss Universe. Lizzo was dropping it like it was hot, but she got some haters. We got more information on Juice WRLD's death, and Oprah got some more people upset. Back to reality. Stay tuned. See,
you're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. What's up, folks? Happy Sunday. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and welcome back to Back to Reality, other name TBD. I am the captain of this boat, but I'm not the only captain, and I do not do this by myself because I got my co-captain with me.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard III. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes. And I said TBD because next year, 2020, we are rebranding our show.
Yes.
Still the same show, but there might be some things added differently. A new name is definitely coming, so make sure you guys stay tuned and make sure you guys subscribe and like everything BHL because we will be back on the new year.
Yeah.
Howard, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. You know, I stayed in on Friday, just relaxed because I was going too hard during the week.
Baby.
I said, child, I'm too old for this. Like, I can't. So I stayed in on Friday, went out on Saturday, went to our friend's little holiday party,
yes,
which was a good time.
We were lit.
And I low-key might have started getting a cold from that. Out of the blue.
No.
So I hate that because, you know, New Year's is around the corner. So I want to be up and lively for that. So.
Baby.
But yeah, but how about you?
I had a great weekend. I feel like I've been going hard since my birthday and I'm still trying to recover.
Yeah.
I am in the process of moving, and then we had our holiday party yesterday at our friend's house. I'm also going back east for the holidays, so I got to pack. So it's a lot going on, but it's a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is Sunday, and I'm happy to be here with you.
Yes.
Yes, and for you guys in the chat, if you guys are there, give us a shout out, because Howard's going to shout you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi. Don't be shy. We don't bite. Unless you ask, consensually, you know what I'm saying? But only if you ask. If also you guys on YouTube, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. If you guys are on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify, make sure you guys give us some stars and all that good stuff. So let's start, because it was a lot that happened this week in the pop culture entertainment world. So let's start with our first segment, Moments of the Week. This is where Howard and I, we break down all the craziest moments that happened this week and on social media. So let's kick it off. Miss Universe, a lot of black girl magic. So the new Miss Universe was announced, and she is from South Africa, the 26-year-old. And I don't want to butcher her name because people butcher my name all the time. So I'm going to try to get this right. Zozibini Tunzi from South Africa. This is the first time that we have Miss America,
ooh,
Miss USA,
okay,
Miss Teen USA,
uh-huh,
and Miss Universe are all black women.
Wow.
Congratulations, lady. Black girl magic. What do you think about this, Howard?
I am so happy, so proud. I'm like, oh, look at y'all. Black girl magic up in here. And then they just said, I think it was like Miss World is a black woman now.
Yes, that's right.
So it's just like, okay, y'all just checking it off.
Who run the world? Black girls.
Hey.
Who run the world? Black girls.
Hey, hey.
Who run the world? Black girls. Brown skin girls, skin just like pearls. No, but congratulations. We are super excited, super amazing to see something like this. And this is something for all little girls to look up to, but especially black girls to see that, look, I too can be Miss Universe, Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, and Miss America.
Yes.
So black girl magic, ew.
Ew. So speaking of black girl magic, Lizzo. Well, Lizzo was dropping it like it was hot at the Lakers game, which, you know, people just love a good twerk. But people are mad about it because Lizzo attended the basketball game, but people were upset when she revealed the backside of her shirt. It's like a shirt dress was cut out and her booty was exposed. Just bonk and all, y'all. So in the response of the negative comments, the singer said, "Don't ever let anybody steal your joy," which she's right about, especially not the internet. Are we making too much like of a big deal out of this?
Yes. What the hell is wrong with people? Like, I love Lizzo, and I hate it because now the internet's weird. First of all, it's not the opinions of real people. Mm. Second of all, everybody was like, yes, my DNA, 100% that bitch. I love my body. Now everyone's fat shaming Lizzo.
Mm.
Everyone hates Lizzo because she's so positive and she's killing it right now.
Right.
I notice when someone gets to the top, we like to pull them down. That's what happened with like Nicki, Cardi, Lizzo, Megan. And I notice this with women. It's never with the men. People do that. And I don't like that people are fat shaming her. And when the hell did the basketball game become church? And when the hell was there a dress code?
Okay.
And people were like, like she should be banned. And what I love is Houston Rockets, they tweeted, they were like, Lizzo can come here anytime with her booty out. And then the Lakers, the Staples Center was like, we would never ban her.
Exactly.
And then, listen, I love Rihanna to death. Like, I want to marry Rihanna. I'm Same. Obsessed. Hello, Navy. But Queen Ri, I've seen her nipples a million times.
Yeah.
She's had her nipples at the game. I've seen Kim Kardashian's vagina. Like, you're not going to tell me that y'all mad because Lizzo had her booty out.
I'm not mad at it. I might just be mad at the outfit. That's the only thing. I don't mind that she was out there, you know, showing her booty. I just personally didn't like really like the shirt dress.
Yeah, it was.
That was the only thing.
It's something
that's just my thing.
I didn't really like it either, but who am I to go online and be like, how dare she?
Yeah.
There are children. What?
I'm still all about her living her best life. It was just me for a fashion choice. I was like, I would have loved to see her like in a color thing, you know, not black, but like blue. But
I'd rather someone say that like fashion choice wasn't really my favorite, but to be like, children was at the basketball
exactly.
game. First of all, ain't about who, when y'all start caring about kids.
Okay.
And basketball games, there's women flashing, the dancers are half damn naked. I hate that. Fashion choice wasn't my favorite, but to hate on her because her booty was out, like,
okay, she still has that right. If her booty want to be out, her booty is out.
And she has stockings on, she said, so her booty wasn't fully out.
All right, see, haters,
hater. Lizzo, live your best life, and everybody watches, live your best life, and everybody leave her alone.
Yeah,
child. Well, last week we did report kind of suddenly, because I think the day on Sunday Juice WRLD had passed away. For those who don't know, Gerard Anthony Higgins, 21 years old, passed away last week in a Chicago airport when he was getting off the plane. He suffered a seizure. So more details came out, and it looks like law enforcement was involved when he was getting on the plane. The word is that they wanted to search his plane because they heard that they had guns, they had drugs, and allegedly he had swallowed a lot of the pills, I read.
Oh, wow.
And that's what caused his seizure. Also, allegedly, that some of the pills weren't real pills. So that kind of what caused his death. And it's really, really sad, and it's unfortunate that we lost somebody young. And I know a lot of celebrities spoke up. Nicki Minaj, she was just at the Billboard Awards for Women, and she dedicated the award to him.
Wow.
A lot of rappers came out. A lot of young rappers came out who also, you know, they've also done drugs. They came out and said they're going to stop doing drugs as well. So our condolences goes to his family and his loved ones.
Oh, yeah. So sad. So sad. Before we go on to the next one, I just want to give a shout out to Furious Citizen. He says, hey, y'all.
Hey, boo.
How you doing?
Hey, happy Sunday.
Okay. And shout out to everybody else who's watching in there. Leave some comments down below.
We love y'all.
So let's talk about Oprah here. So Mama O, we love her. She's a friend to the network, Black Hollywood Live. She's called in a few times on her Queen Sugar, you know, when we do the Queen Sugar after show. But this time, my mom's getting dragged.
Ooh.
So Oprah's making a documentary about Russell Simmons, who you guys may have known from Fat Farm. He also had the record label, dated Kimora Lee Simmons, has two kids by her, or they were married, sorry. But it seems like some celebrities are upset now because Oprah, she is working on this new documentary called Me Too for Apple Music Plus, which reportedly details allegations of sexual misconduct against Russell. Russell took to social media to express how he really feels about, you know, this whole thing. It's a lengthy little post, so I'm just going to kind of shorten it here. He says, dearest Oprah, you have been shining light to my family and my community, contributing so much to my life. I couldn't list a fraction of it in this blog. I have given you the gift of meditation and the groundbreaking book, The Power of Now. We bond, to say the least. This is why it's so troubling that you choose me to single out in your recent documentary. I have already admitted to being a playboy more, appropriately titled today, womanizer, sleeping with some and putting myself in more crazy situations than almost any man I know. Not 8 or 14,000 like Warren Beatty or Wilt Chamberlain. But still in the same amount of numbers. I mean, he just goes on to say, like, he just really can't believe all of this. Like, at first it started off, you know, nice, but he's pretty upset about this. I mean, how are we feeling about this, Nakia?
Because you know, this is tricky because also on Russell's post, he does say, he's like, look, I know the allegations that came out against me. It was proven that I didn't do, and this is Russell's words, y'all. This is not my words. His post says, it was proven that I didn't do it. I took all these lie detector tests for my daughters. I didn't do anything. A lot of people were upset at Oprah, especially because of the Michael Jackson documentary, and now Russell Simmons. And a lot of people were saying these are her friends. And some people were saying that it looks like she's coming after the black men and not going after, like, her friends like Harvey Weinstein and people like that. I do hate when we do this whole thing that, like, how come no one's looking at... I hate that because it's like, let's try to separate it. Let's not do this. Mm-hmm. Like, how come no one's coming after them, but they're coming after us? Trust me, Harvey Weinstein's ass is going to jail. Okay. Best believe. His trial starts in January. So I think people are getting that confused. He just had a settlement case because he settled for something else for like $25 million. But he got a trial coming up.
Okay.
He's going to jail. Just like R. Kelly, just like Bill Cosby. I think we got to stop doing this comparing because it's still all bad. Mm-hmm. I get sometimes you feel like you're like, damn, how come like everyone's just coming after black people? But everyone did really bad things. Now, Russell's case, it's all alleged. And Russell says, look, I didn't do anything. And I do think if you are friends with someone, I think that's like a phone call that's needed. Yeah. But maybe Oprah should have picked up the phone and said, hey, you know, there's something I want to work on and there's these stories. Do you mind if I sit? I don't know. I just feel like they have a relationship and I do feel like a phone call was needed. Again, she has every right to do what she wants to do, but it is very tricky. If y'all in the comments, let us know what you think about it. A lot of celebrities spoke out. 50 Cent came out. Ooh, a lot of people were like, why are you doing this, Oprah? Yeah. And who knows? It may, she might not just have Russell. She may just have a lot of men in entertainment. But as of so far, it looks like it's about Russell Simmons.
And it's just really a shame. I was like, I don't usually agree with 50 on some things. Yeah. But this one, I don't know, Mama O. Like, 50 was kind of like you said, you didn't do nothing, no documentaries on, you know, the other people, Weinstein. And it's just like, gosh, Oprah, I wish you, I hope she kind of goes back and was like, okay, I'm going to put everybody in the mix now.
And she hasn't really even spoken about Weinstein. Yeah. And that's someone who she was really friends with. So a lot of people are just like, damn, Michael. And like, that's someone who's dead. And now Russell, which you should have gotten his side of it. So I'm interested to see what this documentary is. You know, we're going to be watching because we're going to let y'all know, child.
Mm.
Whoo, boy. Okay, guys, let's go to our next segment, social media.
Let me take a selfie.
This is where Howard and I like to break down what is going on all the celebrity social media, and we like to keep you guys informed. So I'm going to start first with Justin Bieber, the Biebs. If you guys don't know, there was a video that came out of Justin years ago when he was like 13, 14, and he was singing a song but saying the N-word a lot.
Yeah.
Ciao. So Justin went on his social media and he posted, stand against racism. He says, when I was young, I was uneducated and I found myself saying really hurtful things, not knowing the power of my words. Racism is still very prevalent and I want to use my voice to remind we are all human beings and we are all equal value before God.
I guess. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks.
Nice gown.
Nice, beautiful gown.
Beautiful gown.
He's saying he won't say the N-word. In public.
Child. I hope not. Especially now that he's hanging out with Jaden Smith. Did you see all that? When Kylie did her famous single.
I'm like, enough, y'all.
And Justin and Jaden just went crazy.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Justin, don't be saying the N-word.
Okay, keep it to yourself. So next we have Romeo, who addressed Angela Simmons. As you guys may know, may not know, they used to have this whole little thing in the past, honey. They were couples, they were this, they were that. But now, Romeo has something to say because Growing Up Hip Hop LA is back. Romeo writes a lengthy little post on his social media and says, I'm not the one to entertain gossip, but it sucks when people play with my faith. So I'm going to leave this here one time.
Ooh.
Faith isn't about being perfect or judgment, but more about showing slash spreading your light and hopes to help others. Without saying too much, yes, I get things were edited a certain way, but simply read between the lines. Shout out to the fan who posted this clip. He posted on his social media because I've been nothing but respectful. And although we do have our differences, I will never unfriend someone over what they post on social media.
Mm.
It's pretty lengthy, but he goes on to say, but like I said, without getting into more details, me, God, and that woman know what it is. Rather, we figure it out behind cameras or on cameras. Time will tell. For now, keep up with the show. Keep learning from our mistakes. And most importantly, don't be afraid to grow for you. The right ones will understand.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so confused by their relationship.
It's very iffy. Like, very... Because they even showed on the show that how they wanted to be in a relationship, but it wasn't the right time. But then they said they were going to try and, like, work on it. I guess that kind of just fell through. I know
I seen an interview with her and her family in the Breakfast Club, and she kind of tried to, like, kill it a little bit, where she kind of dialed it down. And that's why I feel like with Angela, like... like, everyone obviously knows that they were kicking it. Same thing with her and Bow Wow. But I feel like with her and Romeo, she's like, oh, no, we're friends. And I'm like, oh, well.
Mm-hmm. It's just too much back and forth. Like, and that's the whole thing about the show. Because I love the show. Because I did the after show on our sister network on AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you guys see those past episodes. But it was just, like, too much back and forth. Angela could never make up her mind if she wanted to be with Romeo or not.
Yeah.
Like, it was way too...
Angela, she a Libra.
Probably.
Them Libras, they indecisive, child. Oh, I don't know. We'll keep you guys posted once we find out. All right, Miss Summer Walker. I'm going to need for y'all to leave Summer Walker alone. Why y'all keep bothering Summer Walker? I love her. So she posted her nails on social media, which look amazing with her tattoos and her rings. Ooh. And she says, I'm so extra. And a fan, well, a hater, says, your hands look older than you, sis. So Summer says, this is what your hands look like when you've been working since 16, flipping burgers, scrubbing floors, and dancing. Not sitting around on some random N-words couches all day, gliding Vaseline on D-words for a bag. Ooh. Smiley face. Baby, when I say red for Phil,
wow.
Y'all better leave her alone.
Leave Summer alone.
What's wrong with y'all? Okay, kids, let's go to our next segment, Bird Talk, which is just an extension of social media where Howard and I just like to act out the social media because it's just funny that way.
Yes. And before we get into Bird Talk, shout out to Jenna James. Hey, Jenna. Hey, she says, Jenna. Hey, fam. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Happy Sunday.
Okay.
Appreciate you,
boo. Sunday. So let's talk about Khloe Kardashian and Jordan Woods.
I'm confused.
This is too much because we saw the clip with Jordan taking the lie detector test, which everybody's kind of like, we're over it.
Right.
Which I understand because it's exhausting. But I guess Khloe saw the clip as well, and Khloe put on her social media story, liars are always ready to take oath. She put on to say, stop being so effing forgiving. People know exactly what the F they're doing. Well, that didn't sit well with Jordan. So she put on her story, an apple a day keeps the haters away. Or something like that, with a mean mug with the apple. Then she went on to say, from her meme, she said, I hope my ex is happy and healthy. Hope old friends who I outgrown are doing good. I hope everyone who has done me dirty has learned from a lesson from it. Anybody I hurt, I apologize. Forgiveness is important. I'm ready for some serious blessings this year.
All right, 2020.
The growth.
The growth, sis. The growth. And you know, sometimes a lot of things seems like heartbreak at first, but a lot of things are lessons. So this is probably a lesson for her and a lesson for her to grow and kind of get away from that family and do her own thing. A lot of people, Khloe has been very active on social media. If you guys do follow her, she was posting about the twins, saying, leave my friends alone. She was posting saying, everyone, leave me alone with the whole Tristan thing. True. Also, this post is for Jordan. I forgive everybody. And then Tristan was kind of dragged because he didn't put up a birthday post for his son. And the fans were like, where's his post? Ooh. Then he finally did. And then randomly, yesterday was Mason's birthday and Rain's birthday. And Khloe randomly tweeted, was like, I don't know why people get upset where people are not posting kids on their social media. So people are like, are you talking about Tristan, girl? Or are you really talking about your nieces and nephews? So it's a lot.
Oh, my
She has been very active on social media. So make sure you keep up with her in the Kardashians.
Okay.
And the season finale is tonight. And catch me and Howard on the AfterBuzz TV show. What is it, 9 p.m.?
8 p.m. 8 p.m. Standard time.
Because we'll be covering that. All right. Nick Cannon versus Eminem. So Eminem is on Fat Joe's brand new album, which we are happy to hear. But in a song, Eminem, for some reason, starts to bring up Mariah Carey again, which is so 2003. Why are you so obsessed with me? But then he goes in on Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon does not like it too much, and he puts out his own diss song. And baby, it turned into this back and forth thing between Eminem and Nick Cannon again. So 2005.
Exactly.
So Hot New Hip Hop posted, Nick Cannon isn't playing around with Eminem. And a quote from Nick's song says, I heard your chauffeur got a video of you sucking a C word.
Ooh. Ooh.
You paid him off and then laid and then, it, you know. And then Nick retweeted and says, facts. His lawyers didn't want that one out. They're already on my line.
Oh.
And then Marshall Mathers, Eminem, whose name is Marshall Mathers on Twitter, says, you mad, bro? Stop lying on my dick. I never even had a chauffeur. You bougie F word clown. And then after hearing Nick's diss song, Eminem thought it was trash and says, I demand an apology, Nicholas. You've made my gardener so jealous. Then 50 Cent came on and says, I don't understand to save my life while someone will pick a fight with him. He is a different kind of animal. I haven't seen a mother effer come close to beating him, man. Hey, Nick, that was trash. I want to kick you in your ass when I see you. 50. And then Nick then posted the picture of Samuel L. Jackson. He's the slave. Oh. And said that was 50 Cent. The slave that snitched on Django.
Oh, my God.
Guys, like, why can't we just get along? Like, why are y'all beefing? Mariah and Nick are divorced.
Okay.
And, like, what is the point? But Nick ain't letting nobody come for him or his ex-wife.
I didn't even understand Nick with his just out of nowhere. Did you see the tweet when Eminem was like, nobody's ever asked, can you play that Nick Cannon song?
Oh.
And I said, child, why is that the truth, though? Like,
I'm a gigolo. Oh, no, R. Kelly wrote that. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, we're not requesting that.
Which is so bad. I like Nick Cannon, but if you think about it, nobody's ever said, can you play that Nick Cannon song?
I love Nick Cannon. I used to have the biggest crush on Nick Cannon.
Same.
Love him. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Doing great on The Masked Singer.
Yeah. He's an amazing host, amazing actor. Had the biggest crush on him since All That.
Yeah, but I don't
Eminem,
know about the music.
Yeah, maybe. And he knows that.
Yeah.
But Eminem, leave them alone, child.
Oh, child. Well, somebody who needs to be left alone, maybe Andy Cohen. If you guys watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen had a lot to say about his BFF, you know, NeNe Leakes. Well, NeNe, she didn't take too kind to it, so she posted on her social media, can somebody please tell me what was the point of this? Like, I don't get it. That was 2 years ago. I wore this dress once, so I can't sit in a confessional with it on Andy, an addict Andy. How many times have you recycled your suits and ties, honey? Hashtag pointless, hashtag messy.
Ooh.
Why you care? It's enough that we Real Housewives of Atlanta ladies come for each other, and now we have to worry about executives coming for us too? No, I mean coming for me. It's not cool, Shady Boots. Wasn't you interviewing those girls? What are you mad about? Ooh. Y'all stay coming from me, but soon as I say something or do something, I'm wrong. I don't appreciate this at all. Bloop.
Ooh, all facts, though.
That's true.
Like, what was the point of that? Like, bringing up her dress, wearing it again. Who can't wear their clothes over again?
Exactly.
And but your I'm friends just
like,
me.
I don't know. Like, they have a tricky relationship
because
it's like your boss, employee, but you're also friends.
And it gets a little, that's tough.
It's really tough.
Oh, gosh. Mm. NeNe. Well, happy belated birthday to NeNe, Queen Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah, your sad sister.
Sad sister. Also, I did not know April Jones was a Sagittarius. It looks like it's her birthday today, too. It all makes sense now that I know that she's a Sag. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift. A lot of people have past birthdays. Happy birthday to my Sagges,
yes,
people that are listening.
Your Sag sister.
Oh, when I seen April's birthday, I was like, oh, it makes sense now. She's a Sagittarius. Not saying what she did is right, but we are hella petty. I would never do that, but I guess I got to claim her too.
Yeah, you
come
do
on
that.
Over, your Sag sister.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. All right, kids, let's go to news and gossip. But first, I have breaking news.
Ooh.
Yes, I do. Hey, kids. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, with another breaking news report, a.k.a. shooting my shot, because everyone should shoot their shot in 2019, and we're all shooting our shot in 2020. I don't know if you guys are watching Watchmen, the really great show that is on HBO starring Regina King. It is the season finale tonight, and baby, you need to watch the show because I am shooting my shot at the one and only Yahya Abdul-Mateen the second. Say that again. Yahya.
Abdul-Mateen.
The second. For those who don't know who Yahya is, he is on the show Watchmen. And spoiler alert, it is the season finale. He is Dr. Manhattan and baby. There's some scenes with him in there where he is naked. And that's not the only reason why I love him. But you should see the naked scenes. We love Yahya because he's a beautiful black man. He is 6'3". He's from New Orleans, Louisiana. He's fine. He was in Aquaman. He was in The Get Down, which is a really, really dope show. Everyone should check that out. He's also going to be the new Candyman. It's Candyman when you say their name three times and they pop up?
I think so.
Candyman.
Ooh, child.
Ooh, baby. If I said that, I would hope for Yahya to appear and just show up right here. But I'm shooting my shot at Yahya because he's just a beautiful black man. He went to Yale, I think School of Drama. He went to Berkeley. He's just doing his thing out here. He was also on the show Black Mirror, which was an amazing episode. Please check that out. Yahya just embodies sex. He is sexy. He's a beautiful man. He has a really, really great smile. If you guys have not seen The Watchmen, please, please watch it. It's such a great show. Tonight is the season finale, and y'all should slide into Yaya's DMs and tell him that I sent you. But for now, this is just me shooting my shot at Yaya.
Shoot that shot.
He's so fine, y'all.
A good looking man.
Savannah.
That's a good That's man, a Savannah.
Good man, Savannah. Every time he comes on the screen, I'm like, okay. Yep. Yaya can wear a great suit. He's just fine. He's 6'3". He's just a... And him and Regina, I just love black love on the screen. Mm. They have an amazing sex scene that, Jesus, come on. Oh, fan myself. Yes, I know, I'm thirsty. You guys call me thirsty every week. I know. Quench my thirst already, Yaya. And that's just me shooting my shot.
Oh, shoot that shot, girl. Oh.
Flashing lights.
Hey. I always want to twerk.
I know.
I understand Lizzo now. I get it, Lizzo.
Any moment you can, just twerk, twerk, twerk. Pop, pop, pop. Jenna James says, Watchmen is great. And Yaya as Dr. Manhattan on the show is great as well.
Yes, Jenna, you get it. Okay. You see it? You see it, sis? Great show. See the finale.
She also says that he was Black Manhattan on Aquaman. Didn't like him in that role, but in Watchmen and Black Mirror, he was incredible in both roles.
Yes.
Black Manta.
Black Manta.
Oh, Black Manta. Sorry. Oh, yep, you're right.
Come correct, Howard.
Shout out to Steph in the booth.
Shout out to Steph, Black Manta.
Shout out to Yaya.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
Shout out to Cassie here. So Cassie and her husband, Alex Fine, who, you know, is a good looking man.
He's fine now.
Fine. Welcome to baby girl last weekend and named her Frankie Fine.
Oh,
this is Cassie's first child. I believe this is Alex's first child as well. As you guys may know, may not know, Cassie was dating Diddy, the hip hop mogul for over 10 years. They ended up breaking up. Then she met Alex, got married, got engaged, and had a baby all within like a year.
Queen.
So had her Sierra moment, and baby. Now she's living her best life.
What's the prayer, Sierra?
Okay.
Drop it, Cassie.
So I could be fine too.
Okay, baby. Alex Fine, Frankie Fine. I love that name.
I love Frankie that. Frankie Fine.
She's gonna go and be like, my name is Frankie Fine.
Okay. They call me Double F.
Thank you. Baby. Saucy Santana.
Oh, child.
If you guys don't know who Saucy Santana is, he is a rapper, but he's also known because he's really good friends with Carisha Young Miami from City Girls, and they have this great back and forth banter on social media. So people know him from that. But unfortunately, it looks like him and a group of friends were shot at in a drive-by shooting in Miami last week.
Oh, no.
Lord, thank God everybody is okay. Nobody was injured, but Saucy Santana was shot. And his friends were shot, but they are all alive. He thinks, he came out, he talked with TMZ that it was a homophobic, because Saucy Santana is openly gay, and he thought it was like a homophobic attack. Tip Miami from Love & Hip Hop Miami did a video, yes. And she's a stripper in the strip club that they were at, and she said that he had got into it with a security guard, and he wasn't listening, and she was kind of hinting that they went after him, and it was all over the news. But thank God he's okay. He's alive. But I'm just, it's funny because after he made all these videos, and he was like back in the double R, like in his Range Rover, just got shot. They were calling him Tupac. I'm like, y'all, enough.
Oh my God.
But thank God he is okay.
Yes. Saucy. So let's still keep talking about babies as well, too. Chris Brown and his girlfriend, Amika Harris, they just posted on social media that they both expected a baby boy who was born on November 20th, and they named him Aiko?
I think Aiko or Echo, with an A. Beautiful name.
Wonderful name. Oh, such a cute baby. I mean, this is Chris's second child now. He has royalty, I believe.
Royalty.
That's the first, his little girl, and then now he has his son. Because we kind of thought that they had the child.
Right.
Because they both kind of posted these little, these messages, like, hinting that she had the baby.
Right.
And then they never actually fully said that she was even pregnant. I saw in the Shade Room where they were like, she might be pregnant, she might not. But she never actually said it, and then now, look.
Let me tell you something. They did a good job hiding her for 9 months.
They sure did.
Because they hid it, and not even when she gave birth, like you said, everyone was questioning. And I like they did it on their terms. Like,
right.
We had a baby. Here's our baby. And it looks like she had a C-section because there were these beautiful photos of him holding her hand and then with the baby. So congratulations to them.
Congrats.
You like it, what you see? God, I hate that he makes good music.
Wonderful music. I still want to see him in concert.
hate that.
I still love
makes
me some Chris.
Really good music.
I love you to this day, Chris.
You know, I get what y'all see.
Dun dun. Na 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 na
na na na. Sorry, he made really great. I mean, did you listen to all 50 songs on the
I
album?
I sure did not.
Okay.
No.
I only heard two songs.
Okay. If you don't release it, I don't hear it. So.
Then I see one that was a deluxe. I'm like, a deluxe of what, Chris? Boy, if you don't sit your ass down.
I still love you, babe. I still support you, but I'm not going to listen to all 50 songs.
Baby,
okay.
Come on.
You can't just keep blowing me songs. Like, after we, you know, after we started dating for the first month, all right. It's cute.
Good night.
But then once we got married, I was like, boo, I don't need to hear all 50. Just the two.
No, it's too much.
Get your butt up out the studio. I need you.
You know what? Cutting you off. Cut his mic.
I love you, Christopher.
It's our shooter shot at Chris. You want to pay child support?
I'm not paying child support. Not
Chris Howard, I think I'm going to cut your mic if you keep this Chris Brown stand up.
When you get married to someone with kids, you pay their child support.
Behave yourself, Howard.
Fine. But I'm not paying nothing after he sold my stuff at his garage sale. He trifling. Go on, Kiel.
You know what? I hate Howard. Let's go to our next segment. Where are they at, though? Where they at? Hey. Where they at, though? Howard broke into Chris Brown's house.
He sold my stuff.
Yeah, so our girl, Lauren London, she's kind of been a little quiet. Also, happy birthday to her belated Sagittarius sister. Love her. She just did a brand new Puma ad, which was really, really dope, honoring the late, great Nipsey Hussle, her love. It was a really dope ad and commercial that she did because she has a brand new line called Forever Stronger. And it's a really cool video because she does a poem which is written by his sister, which I thought was really I thought it was really cool. And we have some video footage. Well, there was a video of the commercial that was out, but there was also some photos of her line that was out. So everyone should check it out. Y'all check out the video, a little bit of the video, and then I'll talk about it after.
Yes.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Good.
Yes.
There is nothing to hide here. No way to pretend. We relate. We disagree. We disengage. We are running into each other. We are the song that writes itself. The melody replays in the key of elevated living. We forget the words. We never forget the feeling.
Oh, I have the chills.
Glory and divinity conduct our symphony.
It's a beautiful video. If you guys want to check out the full video, head to Lauren's page. I thought it was beautiful. The poem she's saying is written by his sister.
Wow.
There's his people in the video, like his friends, his family, and it's gorgeous. I hated that a bunch of men came out, claimed to be fans, and had the nerve, the gumption, to say that they thought she was trying to profit off Nipsey's death. First of all, excuse my language, how dare y'all even say, like, that was just so tacky for them to say that. First of all, this is the love of his life, the mother of his children, his wife, pretty much. Mm-hmm. She can do whatever the fuck she want to do. Mm-hmm. She got to eat, her kids got to eat. And this line, if you guys don't know, Nipsey was working on a line with Emery Jones, who's Jay-Z's best friend and right-hand man for Puma.
Oh,
so
wow.
Her and Emery did this line together. And I thought it was beautiful, and they've been working on this for a moment. I just hate that men, and it was all men. It was his fans that were like, oh, she's profiting off his death. Like, excuse y'all?
No.
That just pissed me off. But besides the negativity, it was really beautiful. So make sure you guys go to Lauren's page and check out the video. It's really emotional. Just a mess.
Okay. So sending prayers to you, Lauren.
Yes, we love you, Lauren.
I love that. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, how they were like, she switched up her hair change, meaning she's getting ready to do her whole new growth.
Yes.
Because we usually know Lauren as the long hair. You know, she has a cute little wig on her, a cute little weave. And it's always long and curls. And this time she's doing the short bob. So they were like, you can show she's going through her growth.
Yes.
She's literally changing in front of our eyes.
Baby, because when you cut your hair, hello.
Okay.
You ready for a new change.
Okay.
And she got that bob, so now I'm about to go get a bob. Wait. Lauren is the queen. We love her.
I saw Lauren wearing a bob, so then I got a bob.
Love you, LL. Let's go to our next segment, Villain of the Week.
Yes. So, our Villain of the Week are some hackers, some nasty hackers, who have been hacking into the Ring.com family's camera and harassing people. So, according to Vice News, hackers have created a undetected software for breaking into Ring security cameras. According to the post on hacking forums reviewed by Motherboard, the camera company is owned by Amazon which has hundreds of partners within the police departments around the country. And on Wednesday, a local Tennessee media outlet reported that a hacker broke into a Ring camera installed into a bedroom of a 3-year-old girl in Mississippi. Also, and spoke through the device speakers with one of the children. The family said that they had the camera for 4 days, during the time the hacker could have been watching the kids go about their day. I mean, it's so creepy. You hear the voices. The video is just very chilling. You hear voices of them saying, this is Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
Hello, you know, this is Santa Claus. How are you? I mean, very chilling stuff, like a whole, like, creepy movie. And then you just hear the little girl say, Mom. Well, first the little girl says, who is that? And then he says, this is Santa Claus. I'm bringing you a present. And then you hear the little girl say, Mom, Mommy, somebody's here. So it's just creepy.
That is creepy as hell. Somebody got to die. Yeah. If I found that. And then I seen one video where there was like somebody, it was a black man and his family, and someone was saying racist things to their family.
Oh, wow.
And was hacking it. Like, y'all got to, like, why are people hacking into people's security cameras?
Okay.
Especially in a baby's room. Like, that is just so creepy. And that poor little girl, I know, was freaked out. And
yes.
Y'all watching children? That is so gross and nasty to me. Hoo, child.
Mm.
All right, let's go to our next segment, Shows to Watch. Yes, wanted to highlight this show, The Wu-Tang and American Saga on Hulu. I'm a big Wu-Tang fan, big hip-hop fan, so I thought it would be cool. It is set in New York City during the height of the crack cocaine epidemic in the early 1990s. It follows the Wu-Tang Clan, and it's a vision of RZA, a.k.a. Bobby Diggs, and we get to see, like, a young, like, GZA, Meth, Old Dirty Bastard, and it's a really, really good show. They just got approved for season 2, okay. So if you guys watch it, make sure you guys check that out on Hulu and binge it, because it's over now.
I'm here for it.
It's a really, really good show. I love it. Especially you want to see, like, the younger versions of Wu-Tang Clan, and, like, Davies plays Method Man, and I mean, come on.
I mean,
Method Man.
Great casting.
Davies.
I'm here for both.
As a sandwich, I want to be in the middle of okay? So, with that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us today, this Sunday, on Back to Reality. Don't forget, next year, we are rebranding. So we are going to have a different name and probably a different look, but same show, same premise. But let us know what you guys want to see more of, less of. And we want to incorporate that because we love you guys and we appreciate you guys so, so, so much.
Yes.
Howard, before we go, let the fans know where they can find you at.
Yes, you can find me on all social media outlets at Howard the Third. I also do the Sisters After Show with Nakia over here on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hang out with us there. And we also do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show on AfterBuzz. Yep. Tonight, Sundays, and it's the season finale. So tune in there. Maybe Khloé will tweet us again.
Yes. Hey, Khloé girl.
Hey, Khloé girl.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you guys like and everything and subscribe. Everything BHL. If you guys are in the comments, leave us some love and we will shout you guys out. If we don't see you guys, happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy New Year. And we will see you in 2020. Bye!
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.